Hey everybody, welcome to the Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Hunter, and you're in for a great show. Hello, hello. It's another great episode of the Creative Podcast. I am, of course, your host, Andrew Hunter. And I am here with another great episode for you guys today. Before we get into our topic of the day, I do want to actually give you guys a quick update. Please make sure you are going to iTunes, Stitcher, Twitter, anywhere that you can find the show. Like the show, share the show, you know, subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher. It really helps out a bunch. It is free to subscribe. And that way you also get the episodes downloaded for free every time they're uploaded, every single time. So make sure you guys do that so you do not miss an episode. I will have some more special guests coming up really soon. I have been in contact with a few different people, musicians, artists, things like that, to have on the show in the coming weeks. So I will definitely get more on top of that as we get closer to those times. I'll let you guys know ahead of time when we have guests. So without further ado, guys, I do want to get into our topic for today. The topic for today, I actually was thinking about this yesterday morning when I was getting dressed for work. And I was trying to come up with a, kind of an analogy about the difference between doing creative things and not letting your creativity grow stagnant. So what actually, the idea that came in my head, like kind of the visual that came in my head, was the difference between water and ice. Now, sure, it is the same thing. Water is also ice and ice is also water, but they're completely different in the way that they interact with the world around them. So what I want to describe to you is, and what I actually want to ask you is a question, and kind of pose it to you this way. Are you ice or are you water in your creativity? Are you living a life that is moving constantly, or are you living a life that's frozen and stagnant in place? So I want you to picture water and ice when I describe these two different ways of going about creativity. So the first way I really want to describe is probably how a lot of people are feeling right now, is you're kind of stuck in the same place, you're stuck and you're stagnant, and nothing's really moving forward for you in life, and that's because you are stuck as ice. You are frozen up. So let's actually dig deep into what actually makes water into ice. Obviously temperature. When it gets cold, the molecules of the water slow down, and they eventually become a solid. So What I want to do is actually encourage you is in your creativity, if you find yourself slowing down or not completely being in the flow of being a creative person, you need to fix that quickly. If not, you're going to get stuck in place like a piece of ice. So what are some ways that you can do that? Well, one of the main ways you can do it is just force yourself to get up and create something every day. Force yourself to get out of bed in the morning and just think about something creative. Do something creative. Go talk to other people about being creative. One of the biggest things that I do is actually talk to my buddies and my friends that are also creative, and they encourage me. They say, hey, why aren't you doing more with this? Or why aren't you working on this personal project that you promised me to work on? And just people keeping you accountable. Now, is that sometimes stressful? Yeah, of course. Because then people are like hounding you, like, hey, why aren't you working on that project you promised me to work on last year? Or, you know, why aren't you doing this? But do you need that as a creative person? Yes, yes, you do. Very much so. For me, especially, I, you know, have these grand ideas. Like, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go do that. But in the end of the day, am I really doing any of those things? No, I'm really not. I'm just kind of getting through my work week and just going home and chilling out. On Mondays, I get up and have my breakfast and I just go about my day. Now, one thing that I am doing, and is I'm actually doing it right now, is I'm doing the podcast. So it's actually an outlet for me to share some of my struggles, some of my triumphs, but also some of my ideas about how to live a more creative life. And I really hope it's helping you as well in doing so. But like I said, if you kind of slow down your thinking about creativity, now I'm not saying, you know, you can't take a moment and breathe and take a break. Well, that's why we call it chilling out. I know it's really cheesy. I'm very sorry, but that is what I call chilling out. But you don't want to get, you just chill out, but you don't want to become stagnant and you don't want to become a solid and stuck in that area that you're in, like a piece of ice. Now, when you are working all the time and as a creative person, as a photographer, let's just say, like for me as an example, when I'm as a photographer, I always want to be able to kind of flow in any certain direction that a customer or client is looking for me to do so. With that being said, you have to kind of practice those skills. It's taken me 7 years to get the point that I'm at now in my photography, that if I was called, you know, now I'm like, hey, can you come and create a cool image of me? I'm like, yeah, I could totally do that. I have the confidence of doing so because I've put the time in and the effort in and the sweat and the tears and sometimes blood to really make my photography as great as I can possibly make it. Now, am I there yet? Absolutely not. But am I better off than I was 7 years ago? Heck yeah. So with that being said, I really want to encourage all of you is you really need to just continue moving forward. That's the one thing about water that's different than ice. Ice will get stuck in a certain place. It'll get stuck on something. It'll stop moving. Water, it never really stops moving. You know, if you ever look at like molecules of water under a microscope, they're always moving. They're always just moving around. They're always active. There's like surface tension on water because it's always moving because of all the molecules moving around. Ice, not so much. It's more stagnant. It's more the molecules slow down, and that's why they become solid. They stick to each other. So with water, the cool thing about water is you can transform water into any shape you desire just by putting it into a vessel of some sort, a cup, or a fountain, or a pool. And water can be used for so many different things. Ice. It's a little bit less useful in for all things, and you couldn't fill a pool full of ice. That would be a really cold pool, and it wouldn't feel very good. But if you fill a pool full of water, it's a lot more useful, and you can do a lot more things with that. Same thing with your creativity. With creativity, like I said, it's taken me 7 years to get to the place where I can pretty much accomplish almost any photograph that I wanted to accomplish for a client that they request. Why is that? Well, it's because I've gotten to the point where I'm pretty fluid with my language of photography and my language of just talking to customers and clients, that I can kind of fit my personal style or my personal creativity into any vessel that they might ask me to do so. So I can, you know, I can shoot, you know, wide range of subjects from groups to babies to, you know, it's taken me a while to do that, but I can do so. So what am I trying to get to with this whole topic today? What I'm trying to really accomplish for you guys today is encourage you that you might feel like you're stuck and you're stagnant and you're just never going to move forward. Well, what you have to do to move forward is be active. So again, not to, you know, beat a dead horse here, but when you're stuck, you're a piece of ice. And again, the ice molecules stick together and they're stagnant and they become a solid and they just sit there. Well, what you have to do is sometimes you have to turn up the heat a little bit and it melts that away. And it really helps to drive you in a creative way. For me, I thrive under pressure. I really do. If I can actually have a goal or see a goal or see a challenge in front of me, I actually thrive a little bit more than I would if I was like, well, I can just do whatever I want here. Yeah, I actually thrive more when I can actually have a goal set ahead and I can point towards that goal and want to blow that goal out of the water. That I'm a goal-oriented person. Always have been. You know, I think now more than I have been in the years past, but it definitely helps for me to have a goal set ahead of me. So with water, water is one of those cool things that no matter what you do with it, it's gonna morph and change, and water will find a way into any small crevice or hole or anything. You know, if you give water a place to move to, it will. And that's one of the cool things about being creative. For me as a creative person, I want to be able to accomplish anything I set out to do. But I also want to be flexible enough to move in a direction maybe I didn't once know that I wanted to, or didn't once know that was an option. You know, and that's kind of the analogy I'm trying to use today. So really, when you're out there being a creative person, as long as you keep trying to be creative and keep moving and keep growing, you're going to find ways to get through and break into a certain element that maybe you didn't even realize. For me, I never realized that podcasting was really a creative outlet for me until I started doing it. Once I started doing it, now I wasn't great at it at first, and I'm, you know, according to some of, or according to me, I'm still not, but some people actually listen to the show, and I'm really happy that you guys do, but there are times where I'm like, I wish nobody would listen to this, because I don't feel like it's very good. But it's one of those things that I'm forcing myself, I'm putting a schedule out that I want to get this show out Monday every week, no matter what. Does that always happen? No. As you might know, I do fail upon occasion. But I set a goal for myself that I want to try to get out a podcast every Monday as much as possible for you. So that way, it forces me to think creatively, at least a little bit each week, to really try and keep myself active and keep myself moving forward and going at a certain goal. So with that being said, I challenge all of you to do the same thing this week, but also going forward. Now, there are times where you need to just set aside time to be creative. You know, a lot of us, we have jobs, we have careers. You know, luckily for me, my job and career happen to be a really creative element of my life that I really enjoy, which is photography. Now, I understand that I am probably one of the only people, unfortunately, that gets to do their creative venture as a job, as a career. And I am really happy I get to do that. I'm blessed to do so. But for those of you that maybe have just an office job you're not really a huge fan of or what have you, understand that that's just a stopping place or a pit stop on the road to where you're going. It's just a rest stop, if you will. But at a rest stop, at that element in your life, don't just stop and just sit there and get stagnant. Keep moving forward. When you're there at your job, you can still be creative. You can still think about creative ideas. And you can still take your time off and go and create things and go and better yourself as an artist or as a creative person. It doesn't mean that you have to just stop and just sit still. Well, this is my job now. I'm going to just work here, I guess, and sell CDs or, you know, no. Go out there and hit the streets and really work to create all the things that you wish to create. I saw a quote the other day, and I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, but it was something about musicians, but this can be for all artists or creative people, but it said something to the effect of, you know, musicians that don't create music, you know, they it's almost like they're dying inside. You know, I can probably find the quote, but it really kind of drove it home to me about kind of what I was thinking with creativity. It's one of those things that it's really important that we just really keep moving forward. I can't stress that enough. It's just one of those things that out of all the things that we do here, I found the quote here. Let's see. I am incorrect. Did not find the quote. But in any case, it's one of those things that more than anything in the entire world, you really, really, really just need to keep pushing, keep moving forward. Now, are you going to fail? Yes. Yes, you are. And I'm sorry, but that's never going to change. You are going to fail many, many, many times. But you have to keep moving forward. Let's think about a river for a second. You've seen rivers, probably, and you've seen water running down the river, and you've seen rocks in the middle of the river. Now, if the water got to that rock and said, "Oh, well, I guess that's it. This is where I stop," then what would happen? Nothing would happen past that rock. But just like water has a way of finding a way around obstacles or over obstacles or under obstacles, so do you. You have a way of finding your way around an obstacle. You are able to change and morph and really find your way in the world. Trust me, if I can do it, so can you. So I just want to encourage you to do so. If you come up to an obstacle or a wall, find a way around it or over it or under it. Now, is it going to be tough? Yes, it will be tough. And I can't stress that enough. And I'm sorry that I have to stress that. But I want to be honest with you. I want you to know it's going to be rough and you're going to hate it. And that's just the way it is. Nothing I can do about that part. What I can do, though, is encourage you that you are able to get over it. Sometimes you just have to ask for help. If you say, "Hey, I need help getting over this wall or this obstacle or this challenge," somebody is probably over on the other side of the wall already and they can throw a rope over to you and make it easier because they've already been there. And with that being said, if you need help getting over an obstacle in your creativity or just in life, please feel free to let me know. I am here to help you. Now, have I had a really tough life? No. But have I had to overcome obstacles? Yes. And do I have knowledge in this area? Yes. And I want to help you with that. So with that being said, guys, I just want you guys to have an amazing week. I want you to start creating more. I cannot stress it enough. There is creativity inside of you, and I want it to come out. And I want you to feel the passion that I feel about being a creative person. You know, on this show, one of my biggest goals is to prove to you that you can be creative. Now, as far as who listens to the show, I don't know every person that listens to the show. I would love to know you. I would love to know who you are. If you could send me an email at thecreativepodcast@gmail.com, I would love to get in contact with you. Also, hit me up on Twitter at thecreativepod. So any of those things that you want to talk about, if you have a topic that you want me to discuss, or if you even want to come on the podcast and talk about creativity, I'd even be open to answering questions. So anything that you guys have that you want to ask, please let me know. Okay, if you need help getting over an obstacle, I'd love to throw you a rope. I'd love to help you. I'd love to help you find a way to get to the goal that you have set for yourself. But again, you have to keep moving. Do not become stagnant. Do not chill out too much that you become ice and you just sit there. Again, I don't want to just keep beating that drum, but it's one of those things that I see so many people that have such potential and they just stop because they're like, well, I guess this is it. This is as far as I can go. No, there's a way around whatever is blocking your way. So I will help you find that way. If I can't help you, I will be able to find someone that can help you. I can definitely get you in touch with somebody that can help you. So keep that in mind, guys. I am here for you. I want you to be having awesome, awesome breakthroughs in your life, but also in your creativity. So with that being said, guys, I'll let you go this week. I am really excited about the future of what we have going on here in the podcast. Again, hit me up on Twitter. My personal Twitter is at LHProPhoto. But you can also hit up the podcast itself on Twitter at TheCreativePod and send emails, questions, concerns, topics, anything like that to TheCreativePodcast@gmail.com. Also, one more thing. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher. And if you could, just drop me a rating and review there. It would help out a ton. Until next week, guys, I thank you so much for being here. And I look forward to seeing you guys next week for another great episode of The Creative Podcast. Until then, have a good day.